A beautiful square always includes a beautiful fountain. St. Florian's Fountain by Wilhelm Neuhäuserhaas has graced this idyllic square at the heart of the old town since the 1950s. A squat column with St. Florian rises from the center of the fountain basin, depicted here as a patron saint lending a helping hand. It shows him pouring water from a bucket onto burning houses. This motif is intended to commemorate the disastrous fires that ravaged the market town of Dachau on several occasions. There were only a few wells in the market up in the old town, so people understandably lived in fear of fire. With this in mind, it is hardly surprising that a decree was issued in the mid-17th century requiring each new citizen to provide a leather fire bucket and hand it in at town hall. When fire broke out, people used these buckets to form human chains that started at the wells in an attempt to extinguish the flames. You can take a closer look at one of these fire buckets in the District Museum. People seeking to acquire citizenship in Dachau at that time were required to fulfill other conditions, a tricky task by any standard. First of all, only men were entitled to become citizens back then. They were also required to prove that they were born to upstanding parents living in wedlock. The next hurdle was that candidates were required to practice a trade that was in demand at the market. They also had to be married. It was not uncommon for journeymen to marry into a master craftsman's business if they were fortunate enough to encounter an eligible widow. These journeymen were then required to present their masterpiece to the guild 1 year and a day later. Then the new citizens had to nominate 4 bondsmen to guarantee that he would not claim assistance from the paupers fund for 7 years. The final step was to pay the citizens' tax, swear allegiance as a new citizen, and, last but not least, to provide a fire bucket. From St. Florian's Fountain, now proceed uphill to the right, along Wieninger Straße. Stop on the left-hand side of the road. Even at a distance, you will see the signs for the underground car park. Please keep left, directly in front of this entrance, and follow the narrow footpath through Hubergasse. Once you reach the end, you will be able to spot our next stop, the cemetery chapel.